Are the liberal arts becoming too politicized? Are politics and political ideology taking too strong a hold on higher education? A growing number of academics worry the answer may be yes. With that in mind, there's a three-day summit coming up at Grand Valley State University. It's billed as a meeting of minds left and right, designed to explore these questions. Joining us again on Stateside is Gleaves Whitney, who's director of the Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies at Grand Valley State University. It is always good to have you on the program, Gleaves.
Thank you so much.
Hasn't higher ed always been somewhat political? Why is it a problem now?
It has always been political. You've always had the tug of wars. You can go back to the McCarthy era. You know, in the 1980s, you also had political correctness really kind of rear its ugly head. But recently, this has made the news because of a spate of disinvitations to commencement speakers and also some ugly incidents on campuses where speakers have actually been shouted down. Now, of course, you can make one case that, you know, students have always protested, but I'm more of the school that I think, you know, if we go back to the hallowed ways of protesting, civil protests from Henry David Thoreau and, you know, Martin Luther King and Gandhi and the teach-ins in the 1960s at the University of Michigan taught the nation, there are ways of protesting that are civil, that make the point, and that really encourage further dialogue as opposed to shutting people up.
Give us an example, some of the examples of these cancellations. Who's getting disinvited?
Well, recently, there's been a lot of press about what's happened this year at Brandeis, Haverford, Rutgers, Smith. For example, Condoleezza Rice felt that she had to pull out of the invitation that she had received from Rutgers as a commencement speaker because it had gotten really hostile, the comments that she was receiving. Last year, it happened at Swarthmore and, or I'm sorry, still this year, Swarthmore and Johns Hopkins. And, you know, it's, I think, a trend that has been spiking recently. And Michael Bloomberg just made a pretty big issue of this when he spoke at Harvard at their commencement address just a few weeks ago. And he said that he's really regretting seeing free speech shut down in the very institutions where you need to be able to explore contrarian ideas. And he said, you know, to the students there at Harvard, he said, on too many college campuses, people aren't listening to facts that run counter to their ideology. They're fearing them. They're just reacting to them. And that's not an appropriate response at a university where we're trying to train the rising generation, educate them into seeing how to deal with these diverse cultures and the ideas that come out of those different cultures and deal with them respectfully and in an engaging way.
If liberal arts are becoming too politicized, what are the consequences in higher education from this?
Overall, I think when we politicize the liberal arts, when we're saying that questions, that the sort of the big questions about justice, what is truly freedom? Is freedom achieved best in community, or is it just an individual thing, as John Locke said? We need a safe place to explore these ideas as a culture. The liberal arts have always been the disciplines that have helped guide the culture to make it better because people were equipped, mentally equipped, to engage in that kind of conversation and not just reduce everything to politics.
How do we promote constructive and principled discourse between left and right when you're looking at the liberal arts and you're looking what's happening on campuses? How does this happen?
You know, I know a lot of professors on the left and the right who do love the discourse in the liberal arts. And I think it's, rather than just always migrating to the people who grab the headlines, it's great to have the opportunity, and this is what we're trying to do with this summit, starting on Wednesday and going through Friday here on the downtown campus at Grand Valley. We're trying to host a summit where people from all different backgrounds have a voice, have a say in what the liberal arts really is. A liberal education recovers our humanity to us when it's been bombarded by really some of the crude, you know, pamphleteering that you hear on in other outlets. So we're trying to provide a place where these professors, administrators, students, grad students can come together and say, yes, that's what drew me to the liberal arts in the first place, those questions about justice and what freedom really is. What is the meaning of equality in a democracy? Can we, as President Ford used to say, since I'm speaking from Grand Rapids, can we disagree without being disagreeable?
Gleaves Whitney is director of the Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies at Grand Valley State University. A meeting of minds left and right will be held June 11th through the 13th at GVSU. Gleaves, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.